Honoring Jesus This Christmas Season by Maria Fontaine.
In this article, you'll read about how to see others as Jesus does, a prayer to commemorate Christmas Eve by David, and a word from Jesus to congratulate all of you who have been vessels of the Lord's love for others during this Christmas season. Through a glass darkly. There are some of us who think to ourselves, if I had only been there, how quick I would have been to help the baby. I would have washed his linens. How happy I would have been to go with the shepherds to see the Lord lying in the manger. Yes, we would. We say that because we know how great Christ is. But if we had been there at that time, we would have done no better than the people of Bethlehem. Why don't we do it now? We have Christ in our neighbor. Martin Luther. The Bible tells us that we see through a glass darkly. This refers to our limited ability to grasp the full spiritual realities of heaven. But I believe that our limited perception of the spiritual realities also affects our ability to fully understand the hearts of others who we encounter here and now in our daily lives. We often fail to see others as Jesus sees them. We often fail to see them as the Lord's beloved ones, who He would have paid any price for, even if they had been the only one. He sees in them a beautiful spirit that He has created, and He sees what they can become in Him. We look at others many times and see the flaws, things like anger, selfishness, pride, or a seeming lack of motivation, rather than the sorrow, suffering, and hopelessness they may be struggling with. We see the apparently defiant or rebellious outward appearance, rather than the great need of a lost and lonely person who longs for the hope and support we could offer them. We often miss seeing the eternal glimmer of life, that part of God that burns within them as surely as it glows in our own heart. When we think of the lowly stable in Bethlehem, let's remember that there are multitudes of stables housing countless lives where we are today. The Christ child can be there to shine His light in their darkness through you. Jesus wants us to look beneath the surface of outward circumstances and appearances and situations, to see others' hearts hungering after the truth. He wants us to look at them with eyes of the Spirit, as priceless ones whom He died for and whom He longs to bless with His peace and salvation. He asks us to go to them in their sorrow, depression, and hopelessness so that He can shine His life and love into their hearts. He went, and it brought us into His kingdom. Mary looked beyond the circumstances in the stable to the angel's promises and saw God's gift to all mankind fulfilled before her eyes. The host of angels saw the reality beneath the humble beginnings of the Son of Man on earth, and the heavens couldn't contain their rejoicing. Let's allow God's brilliance to enlighten the darkened view of our earthly perceptions, so that we can see those whom He beckons us to love and care for. He saw past our shell of humanity and reached out to draw us into the brilliance of His Spirit. Will you look and then go and care and give as that baby, the Son of God made flesh, taught us to do? Can we do any less for the one who has given his all for us? A prayer for Christmas Eve. Jesus came for love, lived in love, and died for love, that we might live and love forever. Jesus didn't just come to earth and live among us. He had to temporarily renounce his citizenship in heaven to become one of us. He came as a meek and quiet, weak and helpless baby, and conformed himself to our human ways of life. He was human. He got tired, he got hungry, he got weary. He was subject to all these things, even as we are, that he might better reach us with his Father's love and communicate with us on the lowly level of our human understanding. In the end, he suffered for us at a terrific price because of his love. He was spat upon, cursed, condemned as a criminal, and despised in death. But as he hung on the cross in disgrace and agony, dying for the sins of the very ones who were crucifying him, he was showing love to the whole world. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. Jesus is the friend who loved us enough to lay down his life that we might be saved. And it all started with a tiny babe in a manger. To pray on Christmas Eve. Tonight we commemorate your birth, Jesus. Thank you for this time to celebrate your birth. Every day is like Christmas for us because you're so good to us every day. But this time is extra special because we feel your love at this time from loved ones, acquaintances, and even strangers. There's just something about your birthday that turns people's hearts and minds to peace and love and goodwill. It brings out the best in people because it brings you out and you're the best. We thank you most of all for the greatest gift ever, yourself. Thank you for coming to earth and living like one of us so we could understand your Father's love, and then for dying for us so we could experience his mercy and forgiveness. Thank you for all that went into giving us salvation and eternal life. You did all that for us. Help us to return your love by helping to keep the spirit of Christmas alive throughout the coming year as we share you and your love with those you bring our way. Amen. David Brandt Berg. The Ripple Effect. Peter and I want to congratulate you, our wonderful family. I'm sure that many of you made an effort to bring hope and love to others during Jesus' birthday season. Your efforts have had an eternal impact, far beyond what you realize. Here's a word on it from the chief winner of souls. Thank you for following the leadings I gave each of you personally during the season when the world celebrates my birthday. Whether the way I moved through your efforts was public and visible, or quiet and hidden, I have touched hearts through you, and that has eternal results. You can't always see where an effort to encourage someone will lead. Even a single witness of my love and care can begin a wave of changed lives. Even if the one you witness to seems to be the last person on earth who could effect major change, you may be setting in motion a chain reaction that will echo throughout eternity. So as you put effort into the ministering I asked of you this Christmas, it changed this world for the better, or it will in the days ahead. It might be through someone finding me, or pain and grief being eased, or an empty, pointless life, finding purpose and meaning, all because you did your part. Whether visibly great or seemingly humble, sharing my love and truth with others is always great in my sight. You'd be amazed at how some of the most seemingly insignificant acts receive applause from those in the heavenly realm. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. If you can see wonderful results from your Christmas witness, then rejoice for all that you can see. If you can't see those great results, rejoice for the wonderful results that you can't see yet, but which are guaranteed by your faithfulness and love for me and those who need my spirit.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.